Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Koplitz. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howie Koplitz. And now, play ball. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan fires to second and picks off Cash for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros strikes out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 1 in the game. Tardabul strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howie Koplitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koplitz takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Jimenez moves to second. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai is called out on strikes. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rupi Toppin now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-1 in the game. Roark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Koplitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koplitz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Koplitz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rupi Toppin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toppin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark fires to first and picks off Toppin. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-2 in the game. Tardabul hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Jim Archer now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Bruton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field. Tardabul picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tardabul. Button scores. Bruton scores. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-2 in the game. Roark hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howie Koplitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koplitz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Koplitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks, Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Jim Archer. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koplitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Granny Hamner now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Colavito scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-1, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-3 in the game. Roark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Roark reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Howie Koplitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koplitz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Koplitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rourke moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Koplitz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks, Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Bruton moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Colavito trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. It's 8-1, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 9-1, Tigers. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.